Thought Acceleration number 30. Yo, this one's dope, real brief. This one's called Could, Would, Should. For more visual motivation. And this is for the people who are embarking on something different, doing something that makes them stretch, makes them feel pain, because there's something on the other end of that that they want. Gift this to them. If you're not that person, or if you are that person, definitely listen up and follow me on Instagram for more visual motivation. When you wake up, you need some good dose of this. When you go to sleep, you need some good dose of this. And throughout your trials, throughout your day, throughout your struggle, go to Instagram at Taymon underscore Bailey. Taymon spelled T-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Underscore B-A-I-L-E-Y, or on Snapchat. And definitely gift this to a friend. Gift this to that person that you know is running a business, running a startup, doing sales, doing something that's not working at Wendy's. No diss to you if you're working at Wendy's trying to come up. So, could, would, should. We're going to talk about this because these are weak words that are testify a weak mindset. And that's what you don't want. You don't want to be a weak person who has a weak mindset, because you get weak results. And most people don't like weak results. They like comfort, but they don't like weak results. And those two things don't mesh. So, could. Saying that I could do something. I could do this, or I could have did this. That's actually very weak for this reason. You're stuck in the past. You're trapping yourself in the past. I'm guilty of this. I'm definitely guilty of this. I've said before in a conversation, because I've played American football and I liked American football. I actually loved it, but I was not in love with it. That's for the people who know the difference. So, saying I wanted to, when I stopped playing American football, I had a conversation that I said, you know, for the time that I spent playing American football, I honestly wasn't that into it. I could have been learning stocks, investing, entrepreneurship and finances and stuff. But the person that I was listening to, he's very impactful, and we only had a 30-minute conversation. He says, "What are you saying?" Like, it stopped me in my tracks. I was like, "What are you talking about?" He was like, "What are you saying? I could have done something." He's like, "Don't say that." He was like, "That's what is it? What does that do?" He was like, "You didn't though. You could have, but you didn't. So, where are you right now?" I was like, present. He said, exactly. So just be happy that you wised up in time, and now you can do exactly what you thought you should or could have done. Just do that. And I was like, wow, that's really amazing, because most of the time we think of what could have happened. A relationship failed, and you know that if you did this, and you know if you did that things could have went better, right? But slap a band-aid on that one. It's not about what could have happened. It's only about learning now. You wised up. You know now. Thank God for that wisdom. Second is should. Should is a very weak emotion, because saying, I think I should go to the bank today. I think I should go to the mall. I think I should pay that. That's putting yourself in bondage. You are basically telling whoever you're saying it to, or yourself mostly, I don't have the willpower to do this action that I feel I ought to do. It is not in my control to carry this out, but I think that this person that I am should do that. And you can't define a word with the word, but what, that aside. So that's a very weak emotion. You instead, I will do this. I won't do this. Not I should. Will and won't are much more powerful, right? Piggybacking off that, another weak word is try. Try. I'm trying to learn this. I'm trying to do this. What are you saying when you say I try, right? I tried to do my homework. I use this excuse so many times. I tried to do my homework. What? That didn't produce results. Almost don't cut it. I tried. What are you really saying? You're just buttering up I didn't do it. That's all you're doing. You're seasoning it up, marinating it. But at the end of the day, it still tastes like I didn't do it. So saying I tried to do something is not really saying anything at all. Actually, it's a Western thing. In other languages, they don't have the word try. It's do or don't. So you kind of get into a realm of BS when you use try. And most people, that's kind of socially accepted. Oh, you tried. You tried. So you want to stay strong. You want to just say, I do or I don't. Tell me this. Ask yourself right now. If a person said, I tried to come through for you, buddy, but, you know, I had that. Or if they say, no, man, I didn't come through for you. Would you respect the person that just didn't do it and had no excuses behind it? Of course you would. We all do. So be that person. If you did something, you did it. If you didn't, you didn't. Now, final one is would. Now, I would have done that. Yeah, I would. I would do that. You know, I would go here. I don't even think I have an explanation for that one. I would do something is not doing it. It's similar to the tries along the same lines. Those are weak words that you should eliminate. That needs to be eliminated from your vocabulary. As you can see, it's embedded. It's embedded in mine. So those are things that I'm working towards, that I know you are working towards. Because when we clean up our vocabulary, we clean up our mind, we clean up our reality, because words are spells. And we don't want to cast ourselves in bondage or in a realm of BS. Could, would, should. Episode number 30, bringing your thinking up to speed.